This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.
Hey, hey, listeners, it's Paul here. Just a quick note, in the following episode, we review Black Mirror Season 6, Episode 2, episodes called Beyond the Sea, and we get into pretty heavy spoilers straight off the bat. So if you're yet to watch this episode and you want to, I would recommend doing that before you listen to our episode because, yeah, we don't leave anything out. We pretty much spoil it straight away. So hope you enjoy the episode and thanks for listening. In the spirit of reconciliation, the Swapcast acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea and community. We pay our respect to the elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today.
We're talking again
about body swapping
from boy.
Welcome to the Swapcast Podcast, the world's only podcast dedicated to body swap movies. I'm your host, Paul Mitzi, and with me we have...
Lucy Thomas.
And...
Brendan Levi.
In today's episode, we'll be breaking down the 2023 movie-length episode of Black Mirror entitled Beyond the Sea, starring Aaron Paul, Josh Hartnett, and Kate Mara, where in an alternate 1969, two astronauts on a mission in deep space are able to live their lives back home thanks to robotic avatars. But before we get into that, just a reminder that we absolutely love hearing from our listeners and we welcome film suggestions for future episodes. So please reach out to us on Twitter or Instagram, send us an email at theswapcastpodcast@gmail.com. And if you want to support our show, reviewing us is the best way possible. So to say thank you, if we reach 100 star ratings on iTunes and Spotify, we will finally fill our fans' most common request to review Faces. And just on that, like, apart from this podcast, I'm in a movie club where we watch a movie every 2 weeks and discuss it. And the last movie was Face Off. So I've actually had to watch it separate.
No, that's like you cheated on us. That's not fair.
And the whole time I was like, if only our fucking listeners gave us enough reviews, I could have just done both at the same time. But oh well. But on that, we were away for a while. We came back and you guys noticed. So thank you for all your lovely messages. Like all the DMs that I got saying like it was like having their friends back and how much they love.
Feel free to read something.
and specifically calling out that like they loved hearing Lucy back on the show. Aww. So thank you so much, guys. We really
like
do
I said,
appreciate
reason.
It. Yeah. but on a kind of sad note, we do have to acknowledge that a swap legend passed away this week. The star of one of our fave swap films, 17 again, Matthew Perry. Yeah, really sad news there. Any thoughts on Matthew Perry, Lucy or Brendan?
Okay, well, I mean, I'm a Friends head, and I know that's not like cool or PC or anything. But
really?
You know.
I feel like that's super cool, right? Like, this generation's, I'm trying to think, MASH? I don't know.
I feel like every party I went to in my 20s, I had to lie and say I didn't like Pearl Jam or watch Friends. I'm like, fucking whatever. Like,
yeah. I feel like if you're like early 20s, you're right now, you're like, I love The Office or I love How Do I Met Your Mother or yeah. I love Friends.
Yeah. I mean, so yeah, you know, very sad. I've spent many a night being cared for by friends. So
yeah.
R.I.P.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think we all agreed when we watched it that he did do a really good job in 17 again.
Yeah,
so
he did.
If anyone wants to do like a little Matthew Perry tribute night at home, I would recommend putting on 17 again if you don't want to just do Friends. So definitely don't do that like awful movie. Was it Serving Sarah with
Or like the whole nine yards or something?
Whole nine was yards, yeah. Yeah, that was pretty woeful.
Was that?
Huge hit though, yeah. Actually, like I was listening to another podcast and they were saying that with Matthew Perry having the number one movie in the box office and the number one show on TV is like a very rare thing. It's happened like 2 times in history, and he was one of them. So, yeah.
Did you read about how why Bruce Willis was in Friends was because of a bet that they made?
No.
Yeah, when they were working on that, that if it got to a certain amount at the box office or whatever, that he had to do
an episode.
Yes, and that he had to do it for free. And then he did. It was a 3-episode arc.
Oh, wow. There you go. On to Black Mirror. So we're going to be reviewing the episode Beyond the Sea. But first off, I want to get kind of a gauge.
Everyone's to sing it.
Do you know what's so funny? When you were introducing the episode and you were like, we're doing Beyond the Sea, I was like, fuck, I watched the wrong episode. But like, there wouldn't be two about Blue Swaps. I just forgot why it was called Beyond the Sea. I'm like, the one I watched was in space. But they wouldn't
Yeah, maybe not the best name for the episode, but
you actually run there though, because there is like 3 episodes of Black Mirror that are body swaps. So,
oh, there you go. Mm. Imagine if I did watch the wrong one, or imagine if I just watched an episode that wasn't a body swap, and like all my notes were like, I'm not really sure why Paul's being his wife.
Yeah, like it was cool that the Prime Minister fucked that pig, but like I don't get why we're watching this.
That wasn't a body swap.
Is that a real thing?
He entered another body.
That is a real thing.
I don't know any of the Black Mirror jargon.
Yeah.
You guys have to teach me about a lot of it.
Well, that kind of answers my question. I was going to ask, what is your familiarity with the Black Mirror franchise, universe, series, etc.? So I guess, Lucy, your answer is none?
Yeah. I really like to resist things that people froth over on the internet. I don't want to be part of a club that would have me as a member, whatever that saying is. I resisted until now. It was pretty good.
You didn't even hear the Miley Cyrus On a Roll cover that came out from her episode of Black Mirror?
Vaguely, it was in the lexicon. In the ether. But no, I'm not sure.
And Brendan, how about you? What's your relationship with Black Mirror?
I'm a big
Blackhead. Seen them all.
That's what they call us.
Blackhead. Gross.
We're going to get emails.
I can give you some clear paw strips.
Blackhead, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I really love the series as it's progressively gotten worse and worse. And this was the first season I was like, I'm not watching. Like, I've given up. So this is the only reason I would have watched an episode of the new season. And it confirmed everything I have to think about. Like, it confirmed all of my concerns of what it would be. Yeah.
Okay.
You didn't like it?
Well, from the context of if this was just an anthology series, it's okay. It's an okay, like, story. But as a Black Mirror episode, like, for me, Black Mirror has always been about.
Look, I get what
Black
Brandon
Mirror
means.
Always been about our relationship with technology, like sort of looking at society and what it's doing to it.
But there were themes like that.
This episode had nothing to do with it. This century. What?
There were themes like that, weren't there?
Was there?
Yeah, I mean,
like there was technology, but it's not just a sci-fi anthology series. It's usually saying something, and this had nothing to say.
Now, I know I've been away for a little while, but do you guys still do the 30-second plot or no?
Yeah, we still do that.
We didn't do it last week.
Yeah, I know.
Didn't we?
No. Nah. So do you need to do it before Brendan and I start sparring more?
And as a penalty, you have to fit in the Shaggy Dog.
No, well, I will not. I will not. 30 seconds. All right. Time me in and we'll do the 30-second plot.
Ready, set, go.
Okay, so there's 2 astronauts in space, but they actually have robot avatars on Earth so that they can live their lives normally. But then these hippie cult people come into one of their houses and kill him, his robot avatar, and his whole family. So then he's sad on the spaceship. So then the other astronaut tells him that he can live in his body for like an hour a week so that he can do paintings. But then he falls in love with the other guy's wife. And then he hits on her, she gets upset. And then as revenge for not letting him stay in the body, he kills her and the whole family. The end.
Yeah, fuck. Spoiler alert. I'm just I'm gonna put that at the top.
So I love Black Mirror. I've loved it from the beginning. And unlike Brendan, I have kept with it. I just hadn't watched the new season just because I've had a lot of other things on. It's not out of like a choice that I didn't want to watch it. Mm-hmm. I'd watched the first episode and then this is the second one I've watched from this season. And I have to say, I was so on board like watching this. I really loved it. Until the ending. The ending really put me off.
Like, are you talking in the last 5 seconds or?
Yeah. So, like, when Josh Hartnett and Aaron Paul's body kills his family, I just didn't feel like that was.
It was leading up to that?
It was leading up to that at all. And it was way too dark. And it felt like it was too dark for the sake of being too dark.
I didn't like it, actually. I really don't like watching stuff like that at the moment. Yeah. I was very cross at you for making me. But I thought, as a storytelling device, and just I thought it was really well-rounded and very, like, well-crafted. Yeah. And sometimes this is a read, but, I mean this as a compliment. I felt like it was like a play. It was, like, very small cast and... I just really liked it. I thought it was really tight and really just very focused. I thought it was good. Maybe I just haven't been watching much stuff. I think I might get into Black Mirror, guys.
I would recommend it. Like, there is so much good stuff in Black Mirror.
Yeah. And so teach me. So Brendan said it's about technology. So every episode's different and there aren't running themes characters or what's the deal?
Usually they're set in the near future. Mostly, and they always like focus on one part of technology and how it affects our lives. And especially in the early seasons, it actually predicted a lot about like where technology is now. And episodes, like there's an episode that early on about like your dead husband, you can input all his text messages and emails in a program and then it creates an AI replication of him.
That is a real thing now, isn't it?
And now you can you can do it. The episode came out before it happened and there's heaps of examples of that. And the first episode is about the Prime Minister of England having sex with a pig. And then it turned out that... the Prime Minister of England.
Spoilers for every episode.
It turned out that Prime Minister of England actually did have sex with a pig's head as in like an initiation ceremony. So like it's very predictive.
I didn't hear that. That's crazy.
I think it does usually do a really good job of like making you think about our relationship with technology and where we could end up if things progress in a certain way. And I do agree with Brendan that this episode didn't really do that.
I don't know if I could watch that. Like, I've got enough stresses about life. Like, I'm afraid of everything all the time anyway. I felt like I liked that this was in the past. I'm like, this isn't real and it's fine. I'm not going to space. It's all good.
Well, like the fuck a pig one is like episode one. And I watched that with Katrina and she was like, I'm out. Like, we never watched an episode together after that.
Oh, God.
So what did we think of this as a body swap? So they both have robot avatars that they can put their consciousness into so that they're not living their daily lives on the spaceship. They can like live a normal life at home. So I guess in a sense, that's a body swap. But then we have another layer on top of that. Once one of their avatars is destroyed.
You swap within a swap.
Once one of the avatars is destroyed, the other astronaut is like, you can use mine and have a break from like being on this spaceship. And then obviously everything escalates from there.
Conceptually, I think it was really clever. The idea of like, oh, we have these space missions that extend beyond like the realm of like our sanity. And how do we like have people man these ships and actually go where no man's gone before? Oh, well, we give them a way to like return to reality and like have something to anchor them and stuff.
Yeah.
And
but my question is, does this just mean they're awake all the time? Like when they're asleep, they're awake in the other place.
Because even if you're like your body is getting rest, if your consciousness is like completely at like 100, what, like all the time, I think that would still like cause some
mess
sort
you
of
up.
Psychosis.
Maybe that's why Josh Hartnett did it, man.
Yeah.
And maybe. Also, like, Josh Hartnett was fucking buff. And all he was doing on that spaceship was lying down for 7 days of the week and then for like a couple of hours going on a treadmill.
Yeah, he's ready.
Yeah, for 2 hours a week. And for the rest of the week, he's just lying there.
Maybe he did some like sit-ups, didn't he? Go to McDonald's
and, yeah, he did some sit-ups, he did too. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not fine.
I also think if we're talking about as a body swap, performance-wise, I think the minute that Aaron Paul came, well, Josh Hartnett came down, and the first thing that he said, Aaron Paul said, as the other guy, like his voice was changed. He did a really good job.
Yeah. And they did it without, like, usually body swap films have, you know, those.
A tell.
He didn't even tells. Look at his dick either.
Yeah. But yeah, like they didn't rely on anything like, you know, he has a tick where he like pulls on his earlobe or something. Like they just.
Yeah, was, like, totally. Because they could have used a device like that, hey?
Yeah.
Maybe the crickets.
Yeah.
Jinkies.
Did we feel like either of these characters were likable? Were you like rooting for them or?
No.
Yeah, no.
I mean, that was, I think that might have been a bit of a problem with it. Like Kate Mara, obviously, I really felt for her character. But the two main guys, I don't know, like they both seem like assholes. Like, I mean.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Aaron Paul's character was an asshole. But then like Josh was like basically given like such access to his life, and like for him to not respect that, it's like, you know, you're like literally in the middle of space and this guy's giving you a lifeline to reality.
Yeah, what a dick. You're abusing it, like, right? Evil. Yeah. Aaron Paul was an asshole, but Josh Hartnett was evil.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Driven to madness, I guess, hey?
Yeah. Like it was pretty fucked up, like the whole, you know, when the cult came in and killed his family and stuff. That was a pretty fucking brutal scene.
Yeah, and that was like some weird kind of Charles Manson thing as
yeah,
well.
It yeah, it felt like a, yeah.
Yeah.
A as like, is that why they said it in this time? Because they wanted to make some...
Maybe. I appreciated that. And like the minute they were there and that guy had the long hair and like the way he was talking, that's totally the vibe I got. I thought it was
And like,
cool.
It took me a second to clock that was Rory Culkin as well.
Yeah, he's the creepiest one for sure.
Yeah, definitely the creepiest Culkin. He played it so well, though. Like, yeah, it just made my skin crawl.
But yeah, that idea that like the like, because you know he's in his avatar body and that gets destroyed, and just to be like, I've just like disconnected from like my only way to actually like to save my family. Like I'm literally now just floating in a spaceship like millions of miles away, and there's nothing I can do. Was like, I was like, that's rough. Like,
yeah, I wrote down, like, I hate this feeling.
Hop in a car and drive home.
I know. I hate this feeling. It's like full claustrophobia, lonely insanity. Like, yeah, it was bad.
Yeah. And I think like, yeah, there are so many strong ideas and sequences in this film. I thought it was really effective. Like I was on board, and it was very well directed. The guy that directed it, John Crowley, he did films like Brooklyn with Saoirse Ronan. I don't know if guys saw that.
No, I still haven't.
It's really good. And Boy A, which was the film that like kind of put Andrew Garfield on the map as well. So definitely got some chops.
Yeah. And tell me, are they all like kind of linked like this and production value? And like, I just felt like this was just really slick, I thought.
Yeah, all the production value, the production value of every episode is excellent. They're not all this long. This is probably one of the longest episodes that they've ever done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I sometimes have a problem with TV shows that are like this little satellite, like they're like short stories. I don't really like reading short stories or something. I don't know. Like I feel like they could have really fleshed that out and made it a straight out movie. Like,
well, that's my assumption. Like I assume this was someone's script and they were like, this is vaguely
like
technologies.
Yeah.
Because
and the producers were like, you just need to set it, punch it up and set it in modern times. And he was like, I won't budge. It has to be like the Manson family. Something like that.
Yeah. But how many like films have we watched, Brendan, at like film festivals or whatever that have like so much less plot than this? Like this actually felt like it could have been in the cinema. And I think it is a bit of a disservice that they've just shoved it in the middle of a Black Mirror season.
I think it was probably also like the relationship between the wife and what's his name? Josh
something.
Josh Hartnett's character probably would have been a lot more dynamic if they had time to flesh that out.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it was entirely like an unrequited, like there was a loneliness there.
Yeah.
And she was receiving something from that relationship, but she wasn't necessarily after like a roll in the hay.
Yeah.
And there's something really, you know, interesting about that concept of her cheating on her husband with her husband's body, which, you know, we haven't really seen that. Have we seen that concept in any of the SWAT films that we've watched in presented in this way, where the wife knows straight out that her husband has been swapped out and still is considering like cheating?
I feel like we have. My brain is broken though, so I can't get there in the old.
Yeah,
flip through it and think.
I don't know. It felt fresh to me watching it, so maybe we have.
Because it is like sort of like she's sort of getting what she wants from her husband, you know, like it looks like him and she can sort of like switch off that part of the brain who's like, I know it logically is someone else, but you know, I'm just gonna enjoy my husband like talking to me and
more interested in culture and that kind of stuff. Slippery slope.
Also,
it had some astronaut's wife vibes. Like
I've never watched
that actual movie, which I guess now you can't really watch it because of Johnny Depp. But totally did have some vibes like that.
Yeah, I think another thing that probably separates
the body swap.
Oh, the astronaut's wife.
Yeah,
I don't even know what it's about. I know the video cover, that's about it.
Yeah, I think the title just turns me off. It's like, it's about an astronaut's wife.
Oh my god!
Give me the film about the astronaut.
Astronaut.
You're such a dick. I don't want to find out about the interior life of a woman. It's Charlize Theron, right? You like her?
Yes. Yeah.
You don't want to find out about Charlize Theron.
So, what did you think of Josh Hartnett's signature move, grabbing the tit?
I don't know. I just found him very aggressive in general. Just like, calm down.
Like, I guess that was the one tell they gave us.
Yeah. He has one
move. Also think putting on the song, like that's like his sex song. You're like, yuck.
Yeah. Yeah, Beyond the Sea, but it's going to be the French. You think that's because they were like, Frank Sinatra's too expensive.
Yeah.
This movie ends where it ends. I mean, this episode ends where it ends, but like in that universe, what do you think happens to his replica on Earth? Like, he's covered in blood, the whole family's dead. What happens? Does he try to cover it up? Does he never go back? Does it go to jail? What do you think happens?
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty much put him in a fuck situation.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah. And like, fuck situation there and on the spaceship as well.
Do you reckon? Like, I reckon they just battle royale in the spaceship. Like, just, you know.
Yeah, it's frustrating that the ending was just like him kicking a chair out. Like, well, now we're here with this, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, God. I don't think this is how it ends. I think it ends with like you being strangled out an airlock or something like that.
Yeah, completely.
Is there any universe where he's like, you know what? Fair game. I see why you killed my wife and child. I get it.
I also just thought that when he did go out to fix the thing and the other guy like dipped back
down
on Earth.
How could you not know what was going on?
No, but I thought that he was just going to leave him locked out there. Like, and just be.
And just be like,
yes,
I'm pretending to be you now.
Forever now. Yeah, completely.
Yeah, that would have, like, that I feel would have been more.
Would have been obvious, but would have been more satisfying than him just murdering them all. I think that's why the murdering them all feels so, like, just twisty rather than.
Yeah, but I think that was good storytelling. That was twist.
Yeah. Oh, actually, my heart, like, when at the end, when he came out and he started like screaming and crying and there was blood everywhere. And my like stomach dropped. I'm like, please don't show anything. Lucy will never speak to me again.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Because I had no idea. Like, I had no idea about anything in this. Right. I knew was that it was a body swap. What happened
in that house as well? Because there's literally blood smeared around every single.
Like, you know what?
He wasn't out there. He wasn't out there that long. How did he like pick up a dead corpse?
Are you gonna say the period scene from now the movie?
Yeah, from Sex Trip. Imagine if that was the twist. You just
look
had
that,
a really
we
big
got a joke. Like,
everyone's
we
watching this wrong.
Like, so nobody has any. No one can tell me. Like, I don't know. I just feel like I'm always going to be accused of a crime that I didn't commit. I just like I'm really scared. Maybe this is a good record. I'm a very law-abiding person. So if I get accused of murder, I didn't do it. But yeah, I just like,
say.
It just like stressed me out. I was like, what yeah. should he do?
I don't think he's making it back to Earth, to be honest. He's going to kill, yeah, he's going to kill Josh Hartnett.
He will definitely be committed.
Yeah. Yeah. He's going to kill Josh Hartnett. Then he won't be able to,
because it's a two man ship. So he won't be able to get back to Earth.
Yeah. So problem solved. The replicant's got no one in it. The end. Like, his family probably think he murdered everyone, but other than that, it's all good.
That, it's all good. Life moves on.
I mean, obviously, you'd have to let me use your replica again. You might not want to do that. It's just... drawing helps. I'd love to be able to paint again.
All right. So you heard what we thought of the movie, but how attractive did we find the cast? Now it's time for Hot or Not. Take it away, Brendan.
Are they a toot or a boot? Are they ugly or cute? Tell me if they're hot or not.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ding! Everyone is beautiful in their own way. Ugh.
I can't wait to do this cast.
All right. So let's start with a friend or foe. Daniel Bell as Henry, the son. Would we be friends with this kid?
I would. This is Aaron Paul's son.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like he...
That little prick.
Yeah. All he did was destroy the painting.
That's all I know about him.
No, I would. He needed
was,
a
like,
friend.
Probably beaten regularly.
Yeah,
he
needed
a
friend.
Needs
a
friend. He yeah. needs a friend. But yeah, let's friend him to be nice. But he
I
needs
also
to grow
feel
a
like maybe there's a world where actually he didn't die.
Yeah.
And then he just bides his time. He waits.
Like I said, he spent so much time smearing the body of Kate Mara on the walls of the house. That kid had plenty of time to get away.
Yeah, yeah. This is what I'm saying. He bides his time. He gets older. He does many push-ups. And then... Josh Hartnett comes back to Earth and he fucking fucks him up.
It would be even more kick-ass if he flew to space and fucks him up there.
There's your movie. That's the sequel. Boom. Yeah.
You think he's going to save his life because he can't get back home? He like gets the NASA program to convince that he's the best man for the job. Yeah. It's all a ruse to go beat
it's like
the shit.
Doogie Howser, baby astronaut.
All right, Rory Culkin as Kappa, the cult leader.
Oh my God, Charles Manson, no.
Yeah, I'm going to give him a no.
Yeah.
But out of curiosity, what would you give
Kieran, tens across the board. And yeah. Like
Macaulay?
Yeah, no, sorry, Macaulay, tens across the board. I love this kid. Like, we grew up together. Like, I love him. I feel like he'd have many cool leather jackets and... drug stories, you know, like hippie guitar. And so Kieran is
Succession.
Yes. Someone just needs to cut that hair. The whole series. I'm like, what is happening with, you know what I mean? Like, I just never understood. So like, sorry.
Brendan, rate the entire Culkin family.
Yeah, I'm going through all the Culkins. They're all here. Wait, so just Macaulay, Kieran, and Rory?
Yeah.
What's Rory been in? This is it, yeah.
There is some other stuff. What has he turned up in?
Yeah, he was in You Can Count on Me. Oh, he was the son in Signs as well. Mean Creek. He's been in a few.
He's in Mean Creek?
Yeah, Scream 4 as well.
Oh my God, I did not know that was him in Signs. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, going by IMDb pictures, I'm going Rory is a ghoul. Kieran and then Macaulay, because I really enjoy watching him on Red Letter Media. So there
Macaulay
you go.
Is rock and roll, baby. He's like,
yeah,
him and Drew Barrymore should get married.
All right, let's get into the meat and potatoes here. So first off, surely you're all gonna Auden Thornton as Josh Hartnett's wife that gets murdered at the beginning. She was a smoke show.
Yeah, she wasn't in it for very long, but yeah, she
was. Yeah, I didn't know who you were talking about, but I just opened it. She was a gorgeous woman.
I've never seen her in anything before. Character was totally like get the trophy wife and the 2.5 kids vibe, you know, like
grab a tit. Yep.
Yeah.
And that house was really showy as well.
That house I will give a hot to.
Yeah, it's totally. I wrote this house. Set is expensive when that came on.
That was a beautiful house.
I wonder if it's a real house. It's so beautiful.
Yeah. I feel like this was shot in England. Subbing as America, because that's that like fishing town that they were in, like no town in America looks like that.
Yeah, is that
interesting.
And the director's British as well, so I'm guessing they brought the production to him. So Kate Mara as Lana,
yeah, she's beautiful.
I'm gonna give her a hot. The whole Mara the Mara family freaks me out though.
Yes. Okay. Why?
Yeah. So her sister is Rooney Mara, and I don't know if you ever saw the film Ghost Story with Rooney Mara. Did you ever see that?
No.
I never got to it because it sounded like it was really slow and boring.
It's just like the dragon tattoos for me. Like, fuck.
But so in Ghost Story, there's a scene where Rooney Mara eats an entire pie. Like it's an unbroken shot and she's just on the ground and she gets like this giant like apple pie or whatever and just eats the entire thing in one session. And then when she's being interviewed about it, she said that that was the first time she had ever eaten pie in her entire life. She had never eaten pie before she had filmed that scene. And then I'm like, that's fucked up. And if that's the upbringing you've had, like obviously Kate grew up in the same household. Mm. What the fuck? Like, can I relate to these people?
And now we just need to talk. What, her name is Rooney. What?
Yeah.
What is that? What is that short for? Yeah. What is that?
Like Mickey Rooney. Yeah.
Like I was watching Women Talking earlier this year, which starred Rooney Mara, and the whole fucking movie, she's playing like this Amish woman that's never had access to anything, but the whole movie, all I could think of was like, this person never ate pie. She never ate pie. And that's all I could ever think about.
Maybe their mum had like an eating disorder or something. Never fed them sweets.
So is that why she consumed the entire pie? It was like, wasn't it the script?
They just kept going.
Keep going.
100%. As soon as that camera cut, she vomited out that entire pie. Yeah. There's no way. There's no way that she left that in her body.
They both have like those eyes that like have like, I've seen ghosts.
Kate Mara saw the box office for the Fantastic Four movie that she did, and that probably is the ghost that she saw.
Oh.
Have you ever seen the so that film, they like did all these reshoots a year later. She had cut her hair in between, so they put this like hideous wig that's like the most fake looking wig. Like it makes the wig in Zombies look like a masterpiece.
Brilliant.
Yeah. All right. So Josh Hartnett as David Ross. Hot or not.
Okay, this is so unfair because he was a psycho, but I mean, obviously, that's bloody, that's Trip Fontaine. Is that his name from Virgin Suicides and like yeah. Faculty, all these movies. Like I was so in love yeah. with him, like Dolly Magazine, all of that, you know, like I would have had photos of him like stuck on my bedroom yeah. wall. Like I loved him. He had this like gorgeous monobrow when he was, yeah. You remember?
Yeah. It's kind of gone away. I don't yeah. know what happened to it. Yeah. So I don't want to make it like your horniness for Josh Hartnett go like off the chain. He, on top of everything, apparently he's a super nice person because I worked with a guy that went on vacation in Italy and was in Positano in a restaurant, and Josh Hartnett and his girlfriend at the time were on the next table. So then they started talking and hit it off, and they spent the entire night club hopping around Positano with Josh Hartnett and his girlfriend. God.
That is the dream night of life. That is amazing.
And apparently he was like super nice, super generous, was
picking
like buying drinks all night.
Yeah, yep. Amazing. Yeah. Oh, so, that's killer. That's so good, man.
Yeah. So imagine being like a supermarket worker from Adelaide and you have a night where you're hanging out with Josh Hartnett and his girlfriend the entire night. Like,
that's
crazy. Crazy.
Love that.
But yeah, he is so fucking hot. And like
Brendan's like, doesn't anyone want to know what I think?
Shut up, Brendan. Do you know what this film really highlighted? How nice Josh Hartnett's legs are. He has glorious legs.
Yeah, I mean, those short shorts. See, like, you know, like men's legs aren't maybe like always the star of the show, yeah. But yeah, those little leg shots.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Wiki Feet went crazy on this film. Like, you got so many shots of both their feet. But yeah, definitely yeah, definite hot. He'd be up the top. He's like keyboard guy level near the top. Even though he like literally murdered children in this film. But anyway, the power of hotness. Brendan, what do you think?
Yeah, he's all right.
All right, and finally, and this one I don't know where it's going to go, Aaron Paul.
Oh, my God. I love Aaron Paul. And I, like, you know, Breaking Bad, obviously. Mm. I mean, I dated 1,000 guys like that, like, all skinny because of meth. Like, I mean, it's just something about, you know, in Breaking Bad, like, he's, like, this kind of bad boy, like, school dropout that's got a heart of gold and like is smart in some ways and just funny, like a bit of a Jason Mewes vibe, am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like kind of skinny, cute, like wrong side of the tracks. So, and you know, it was nice to see him in like some nicer clothes than you saw him in Breaking Bad. And also I just couldn't, you know, that bit where he was fully crying. Mm-hmm. I was just like taken back to fucking Breaking Bad. Like, how much can this poor boy endure? Like, please. But
see,
yeah,
for
he
me,
gets a hot for me.
For me, I never watched Breaking Bad. So my two main.
It was too popular?
Yeah. Well, no. Yeah. So my reason I didn't watch Breaking Bad is because I was watching Weeds. And I'm like, this has the
Paul,
same storyline.
You've chosen poorly.
I was like, I don't need to see two shows about the same thing. And then obviously
you know
I chose.
Is? I've seen Weeds and I know exactly why Paul chose Weeds over Aaron Paul.
Why? I can't remember why.
Because some like young stud in that, isn't there?
Oh, no. Like he ended up being hot like by the end, like the last season, but not at the beginning. But anyway. Okay. it's the guy from 17 again.
Zac Efron?
Yes. No, the other one, the bully. The two main touch points I have for Aaron Paul are Westworld season 3 or 4, whatever the fuck that was.
I've never watched that either.
Which was terrible. And the Need for Speed movie, which I actually kind of liked. But I don't think I've ever watched an Aaron Paul performance and gone, that's hot. Like, there's just something about his face that's off-putting to me. Like, he's a good actor, but yeah.
It's just because he's from the wrong side of the tracks and you're just a real classist.
Yeah, that might be it. Brendan, what are you giving him?
I feel like you guys just like, you're like, all right, we got to ask Brendan. Like, this is the format.
Yeah, we did just ask you before about Josh Hartnett, and you were like, yeah, so I guess. So have some back and forth, yeah. And we'll get excited. Yeah, well,
Aaron is an interesting looking guy. I don't know if I would say he's like attractive.
Yeah, but I'm fully here for that. Guys, yeah. When I was gone, did you guys do episodes just the two of you where you did Hot or Not? And Brendan's just like, I don't want to.
I don't think we ever did do an episode just the two of us. We did the Freaky Friday one,
yeah.
The Little Dicky Freaky Friday song. I don't think we Hot or Not. Oh, we may have Hot or Not a Dicky Little Dicky, I think. And Chris Brown. Ugh. Anyway.
And as he's gotten older, I think Aaron Paul's face is getting rounder, and that's like unfortunate.
No, I love the way when he cries, that like vein bulges in his head.
He's a fantastic actor. Like the scenes in this, he did superbly.
The swap, like, he got some nice nuances there.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's a drawing. Just a stupid, like a fantasy. Maybe I will bust your jaw.
You want to bust your jaw?
I'm sorry. It's not what
My wife! You fucking creep! My wife! Mom!
It's pure fantasy. I got mixed up.
Oh, you got mixed up?
It's just so beautiful.
Now it's time for Opinion Swap, where we find some entertaining reviews of Beyond the Sea from across the interwebs. So first, we've got one from Vicky, who gives it 4 stars. And she says, fellas, is it gay to be inside another man?
I can't believe that's the first time we have had that review for a body swap movie. Yeah.
And the answer is yes. All right. So the next one's from Schmieders, who gives it 5 stars. And they say,
wait, I wasn't done with the first one. I had a question.
Oh, yeah.
So if a girl puts a thumb up a dude's butt during sex, does that make her gay?
What? How is that related to anything?
Because it's like if you're inside a man, what did they say?
But if it's two men doing something together, then that's gay. Why would a woman being in a man be gay?
Next one.
Yeah. Yes, Brendan, it's perfectly acceptable for you to like having things up your butt. We're cool. Not going to judge you. It's fine. All right. So the next one's from Schmieders, who gives it 5 stars. And they say, where the fuck was the sea?
Very literal interpretation.
They must not know the song, hey?
They must not know that beyond the sea is space. Flat earther.
Dumb fucks. All right. Matt gives it 4 stars. And he says, sorry your family got murdered. Go hang out with my wife. Do not sleep with her. Do not sleep with her. You can hit my son. Do not sleep with my wife.
Interesting. Yeah.
Like it was so completely obvious what was about to happen, right?
Yeah, I wrote, this is going to go bad. Affair or revenge or he'll sabotage. I wrote that from the jump.
Yeah. Yeah, he was basically inviting him to fuck his wife.
Yeah, like, it's like, here's this guy who's in prison. Come and hang out at my house for an hour a day.
With my beautiful wife. Yeah, who's by herself in an isolated like farm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stupid idiot. All right. This person's username is just a collection of symbols. So sorry, I cannot pronounce it.
Like
they give it 3 stars and they say, Rory Culkin walked on the Black Mirror set. out-cunted everyone, ruined someone's life in 3 minutes, got his paycheck and left. I respect that.
Yeah. The casting people were like, get the creepy Culkin for the 3 minute thing. Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Done. Yeah.
And finally, Zed gives it 3.5 stars. And they say, all of this could have been avoided if they just had hardcore gay sex in the outer space instead of doing all that.
I know, but that's like, just this me. This is Sparta kind of vibes. Isn't that what the Spartans used to do? Just have orgies.
If the film ended with, like, instead of him killing the family, if he just decided to fuck Josh Hartnett, I would have been much happier with that ending.
I bet there's fanfic of that.
You are so real. It's incredible.
May I? Oh my God. It's amazing. So up there, are you like sleeping right now?
Let's get to tenuous recommendations, where we each recommend a piece of media that is linked to today's movie in some way. And a reminder, if you ever want to see a list of all the recommendations we have made on the show, head over to our Letterboxd page, which is linked on our website. So, I'll get us started. My connection is Valley of the Dolls, which is the book that Kate Mara's character is reading throughout the film. It was a really famous novel in the 60s, and it was adapted into a movie, but I'm not going to recommend that. I'm going to recommend the 1970s Russ Meyer directed sequel by name only, Beyond the Valley of the Dolls.
Yeah.
Have either of you guys seen this?
Yeah.
Is that, what's her name? Got killed by the Manson family?
No, she's in the original Valley of the Dolls.
Yeah. Oh, she's in Valley of the Dolls, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, is that another link in this movie, though?
Kind of.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I've seen both of them and I've read the book. Cool. What a good idea. Damn, I wish I'd thought that.
So Beyond the Valley of the Dolls is like bonkers. It was actually written by Roger Ebert, the famous film critic.
Yeah.
The only film he's ever written. And
that's
it's
so weird.
Yeah. And it's so not what you think. It's like, no. This film is like full of like sex and like over the top violence, and like it's so campy and exploitative. Mm. There's some things, especially the end, the villain hasn't aged well in any way. But kind of, I know a lot of people in the trans community kind of, it's so over the top and wrong that they kind of appreciate it for that. There's so much to appreciate in this film, like fun 70s musical sequences. The fashion is amazing. It's just like the most 70s thing you can think of watching is this. Like every cliche about what the 70s looked and sounded like is in this film. And it's bonkers crazy. I would highly recommend watching Beyond the Valley of the Dolls. A bit hard to get your hands on, but it's worth the effort. Lucy, what's yours?
Straight away when they did the swap and just like this sort of mood that sort of started to get set and you know where your mind was going, I just thought of, there's like a whisper of a thread, of a theme, of a whatever, just something shared. It made me think of The Prestige.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, I don't even want to say the thing in case people haven't seen it, because it is a fun little twist in there. But are you following me there? Have you guys both seen it and you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was a cool movie.
Christopher Nolan.
Yeah.
Christian Bale,
Hugh Jackman, Scarlett Johansson, Michael Caine, David Bowie, two very fun people to do impersonations of. And Gollum too, apparently. I was reading the cast list. It was a cool movie.
Yeah. No, I really enjoyed that. Brendan. Now, there are so many things to link in this fucking movie. Like, this, like, actors that have been in so many good things.
I can see his eyes, like, looking at the screen. He's, like, furiously on IMDb.
Yeah. Even the fact that it's, like, produced by Netflix, you could link it with a Netflix thing. I'm giving you lots of ideas.
You can't do Black Netflix as a link.
There's surely you found something.
Yeah, well, I did. Thank you very much. You didn't need to embarrass me in front of everybody.
All right, hit us.
Well, Aaron Paul was in a movie called Duel with Karen Gillan.
Yeah.
It wasn't that good, but Karen Gillan was in a short film, and I sort of felt like this was like sort of like a short film because it's not quite long, but it's not quite. Anyway, and it's called Neurotica, full stop. It's available on Mubi. And it's a lot of fun. It's really funny. It's about this girl who's sort of receives like this almost like alien like message, telling her that she's been given inspiration and she hasn't done anything with it, and that they're waiting for her to like sort of complete this mission like with what they've given her. And it's like this like turmoil of trying to figure out what that inspiration is and what it's supposed to be, and then her like creating it. And it's just really funny. I'm highly recommending that, but I'm not recommending that. I'm recommending the catalog of the person who wrote it, which is Nick. His name's Nick Kosher, and he's a part of a comedy duo called Brit and Nick, which has numerous short films, numerous features, and a YouTube like sketch comedy series. And I just think everything they've done, I found, you know, absolutely hilarious. And I think if you watch any of these, including Neurotica, you'll have a great laugh. And after watching this, you'll need one. So that's nice. My recommendation.
Yeah, wow.
Yes, I'd like to see Karen Gillan in something good, because the last thing I've seen her in was The Bubble, and that film just like
I missed it, even though it's like speaking every single language in mine.
Is that who that is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. 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 Don't watch The Bubble. Don't watch The Bubble.
And they also write for Saturday Night Live as well, so you would have seen some of their sketches. Avec les ombres si pures, la mer,
bergère d'azur. So if you head over to our website, you'll see that each of us has ranked every body swap film we have reviewed on the podcast. So my question is, where are we all going to put Beyond the Sea on our list?
I'm putting it up there, guys. I'm putting it in between 17 again and Avatar.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought it was really well done. Like I said, maybe I'm starved for culture, but
Yeah, I'm going to put it up there as well. I really enjoyed it. I'm going to put it in between Shazam and Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Since this is a symbol of everything that's wrong with Black Mirror now, I'm putting it straight to the bottom, is what I'd say if I was petty. But actually, I'm putting it in between Life is Easy and Dating the Enemy. Very middle of the road for me. So there you go.
Oh, boy.
So, next episode, I had something lined up, but then I watched the trailer and it actually looked quite heavy, and I was like, I'm not going to do that to you 2 weeks in a row, Lucy.
Yeah.
So I thought let's go with some like early 2000s like fun vibes. So we will be watching the 2000 film 17 again, which isn't the Zac Efron one. This is the other one that stars the Maori sisters, who you may know as the main characters of the 90s sitcom Sister Sister. Did you ever watch?
It sounds familiar, but
I was expecting you to be like, oh my God, it's a show I used to watch. But okay.
Yeah.
It looks like a Lucy show, but
they're dressed like Blossom.
Yeah.
It does sound exactly. like a Lucy show.
So, yeah, this is like fun early 2000s Disney vibes. While divorced and bickering grandparents watch their grandchildren, a lab experiment gone awry transforms the elders into teenagers again.
Ooh.
So we have like grandmas and kid buddies. And
are they identical twins in this one as well?
Yeah.
Would it be weird if they weren't?
They're just two random people that happen to look the same.
One's just like wearing a moustache to like cover up that they're actually sisters.
Yeah, so hopefully it'll be a good time.
Cool.
Just a programming note as well. I know a lot of people are anticipating the new Jennifer Garner body swap coming on Netflix called Family Swap or Family Switch. Sorry. We will be reviewing that one, but I just watched the trailer today, and guys, it's a Christmas movie. So,
oh my God,
that'll be our Christmas episode this year.
So good.
So we actually get to watch like a movie with production values.
Potentially decent movie. Yeah, wow.
Yeah. cool. So until next time, don't be a piece of shit on the ground, DPW, and review us on iTunes or Spotify. And I was Paul Mitzi.
I was Lindsay Thomas.
And I was Brendan Levi. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Bye. The Swapcast podcast is recorded in Adelaide, Australia. It's hosted by Paul Mitzi and edited by Brendan Levi and Paul Mitzi. Our theme song was written and performed by John Marco of Too Creative, featuring Lucy Thomas, and recorded at Browntown Studios. Our music bumpers were created by Reggie Parker. Contact him on parkerregmusic@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.